We have Ward 2 North Platte City Councilman Ty Lucas joining us to discuss his re-election campaign with a paid political interview. Councilman Lucas, good to see you back in the studio, my friend.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here.
It's a nice, cool fall day. Are you ready for these fall-like temperatures, Councilman?
Yeah, I like the sunny, slightly warmer fall. We're kind of moving towards the winter-type fall.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, that does mean hunting season, playoff football, yep. Little World Series coming. Which, you know, why the World Series is starting on Friday versus football, not earlier this week, I guess apparently I wasn't making that decision.
They forgot to call you and I.
Yeah, if anybody would want to know my city councilman position on that, I would have started the World Series on Wednesday night, had game two on Thursday, you know, anyway.
That's the official stance.
Yeah, but that's not a North Platte decision.
Not yet, unfortunately.
No, not yet. Maybe someday.
Oh, Councilman Lucas, talking about your reelection campaign, we've not had you on the air in a couple of weeks, so... Give us a very brief background on yourself and what led to your decision initially to run for city council nearly 4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago. So I'm a native of North Platte. I grew up here. I graduated from North Platte High School. I left North Platte right after that. I moved to Gainesville, Florida. I went to college at the University of Florida, which is an interesting news topic these days.
Yes.
With Ben Sasse and the Senate of my former college has put a vote of no confidence out there with this whole, so the news is getting a little wild on that. I'm probably one of the, you know, there's only a handful of Florida graduates around Nebraska, so I've enjoyed talking with some of them about it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, which is interesting. So I went to college down there, which was a great experience in business. Then I went to Idaho and lived there for several years. I got my start in banking up there with a large national bank. And then I had the opportunity to come back to North Platte 20 years ago. Go to work for Nebraska Land Bank. My longtime wife, Jackie, she's also from here. We'd had our first baby, and Nebraska Land was in their third year of operation at that point. And Mike and Kim, Krista Hess, were there and starting to build a lending staff. And I had worked in lending out in Idaho, and so it was an opportunity for me to come home and go to work for Nebraska Land just off the ground floor of the operation. And so we've never looked back, enjoyed every minute of being here. And so I guess in terms of running for council, as I was working through my career here, I was concerned that we were just a little too development stubborn at our city council, not proactive enough with using state tools and different things that would make this community grow, or at least assist this community in growing. I felt that our local government had good leadership, but could take another step forward in having great leadership for the growth and the future of the community. And so I decided to throw my hat in the ring and run, and I was fortunate to do well in the election. I ran against a quality incumbent in Larry Peterson. He was a good council member.
It was a respectful race.
Yeah, I have not one negative thing to say about Larry. He served this community in a number of capacities, but I felt that I just brought a different background to the table that could help the council. So I just threw my hat in the ring, and I was fortunate to win my first election. Now we're going to try it again.
And that, of course, was following, was it 9 years on the City Planning Commission for you?
I think it was closer to six, because I think it was two terms, on the Planning Commission. So I had spent time, I was really fortunate to be on the Chamber and Development Corporation board first and be the chair and on the executive committee of that board. Actually, I was on that board at the time that Megan McGowan and Gary Pearson came to the organization. So it was a really exciting time.
We owe you and Mr. Worrell an expression of gratitude for those hires.
No, we owe them gratitude for coming to North Platte. Brock and I were just there to help facilitate things.
Sure, sure.
And that was an exciting time because that was just post-merger. So the Development Corporation and the Chamber had merged, and this was part of the growth of that organization. Well, after that, I joined the city's Quality Growth Fund Review Committee. Mm-hmm. So that's the group that does the LB 840 Quality Growth Fund reviews and recommendations of the council. So that was my first appointment from a mayor and onto a committee. And then from there, migrated into the Planning Commission. And then after some time on the Planning Commission, I termed out on the Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, what's the next step? And frankly, if I'm going to be completely honest about this, which I always am, the thing that pushed me over the edge, I was thinking about it, was the delays we had on the highway here with the project, which was a state-controlled project, not city, but the businesses that we lost and the lack of accountability from my perspective that was held on people doing the work and other things that cost our business community on that highway project between 4th and the Viaduct on Jeffers, that's actually what pushed me over the edge and said, I need to get myself in a position where I can help do some things about this.
Councilman Lucas, if elected to serve Ward 2 once again, what are some things that you look forward to accomplishing along with your colleagues on the council throughout the next 4 years?
Well, we have a very important vote in this election on the half-cent sales tax and the recreation initiative. If that would pass, the council is going to have a tremendous responsibility of managing the success of that project. It will be a tremendous responsibility. I mean, I'm expecting workload of the council to double or triple in conjunction with the oversight of that particular project. If that tax initiative would fail, we're going to have another big job in what do we do with our current status of recreation. Mm-hmm. You know, I am hopeful that it passes, but I would tell you that I believe this should be a community vote decision, and I'm going to respect whatever the voters want to do on this. My job as a councilman will be to help carry out the wishes of the voters after this election. Either route is going to be a huge job in the next 4 years. In addition to that, housing. We are tremendously short on housing. We've been talking about it for a long time. We've started to do some things. We've gotten more aggressive. We're making some progress. Shot in the arm was a good first step, but we are so far behind the eight ball that we need all hands on deck with housing. And so that's going to be the other big item that I would foresee in the next 4 years.
And not to mention, too, on the back burner, slowly transitioning to the front burner, I would say, is the public safety building and the need for a new home for North Platte Fire Rescue and 911, essentially.
Yes, that is absolutely looming. Once we get the recreation item figured out, then based off the wish of the voters, then I see that as probably the next significant capital priority item that will need to be addressed at the city. And I would tell you that I categorize that with good and health of our city employee culture and facilities. As we're working on these big projects like housing and recreation, you know, those are for our residents. But the strength of your city comes from the people that work there every day. Mm-hmm. And so there's also a big duty, and I see that as big job of the three big jobs, housing, the recreation deal, and then also the facilities, the culture, the benefits, the pay structure, and all that of the employees, making sure people have the right number of employees, and ensuring we can afford that, do it in an efficient way while still lowering our tax levy. I mean, that's my goal. And so I see those as the big three objectives.
And during your time on the council, you've really undertaken some of these things that have been on the agenda, too, with employee benefits, employee wage, things along those kind of categories. And you've really tackled those and brought up some great questions when those items have been presented at the council.
Well, they're important to me. In our business, employees are the lifeblood of what we do, and I see the city as no different. Just because it's a government entity doesn't mean it can't have a business perspective in that. I think Governor Ricketts has brought that business view to the state government, and I've seen improvements in a lot of our state government offices. I think the same thing in North Platte. I think our current mayor has a business view, most of our council members as well.
Yeah.
And I think working together and working very closely with the city department heads to become happier, more efficient, better pay, better benefits, that's the goal while still lowering taxes. And you can do that. You really can do that. And it's all about efficiency and culture.
Councilman Lucas, how do you feel that your business background benefits you on the council and also your experience on the Quality Growth Fund Committee, on the Planning Commission, and now is already a senior member of the City Council in four short, very interesting years?
Well, I don't feel that senior, Tristan. My wife always tells me, Ty, you still think you're 28, and even though you're about 20 years older than that.
You have some of the injuries in recent years to prove it.
Yeah, I do. That's a fact. But my golf swing seems to get worse all the time. But anyway, you know, I think, you know, experience is a double-edged sword because you have to still look at everything with a new, fresh view. And so you can't always do everything you've done the same way as in the past, but you have to learn from the things that have happened in the past. You know, what do they say? History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. I mean, I always like that saying. And so I think what the experience does is causes me to look a little deeper and maybe a little wider at issues as they pop up. But I still have to be conscientious that this is a new environment. North Platte's a different community today than it was 4 years ago and 8 years ago. And I'll tell you, I look at things differently.
Sure.
I look at, for example, what we need to do for housing. I look at completely differently today than I did probably 6 or 8 years ago.
Councilman Lucas, if there's anybody in Ward 2 that's going to see you on the ballot or that you currently represent that wants to get in contact with you before checking their ballot box in a few short days, how can they talk city issues with you and pick your brain a little bit if they would like to?
Well, there's several ways. First, they can call me, 520-2254. That's my mobile number. They can call me anytime they want. If I'm tied up at work, they just leave a message, and I promise I'll call you that evening. I have a Ty Lucas for City Council Facebook page, and you can direct message. I've learned how to direct message during as a city council member.
That's not just an election page either. That's a page that you use throughout non-election cycles.
Yes, so I use that for campaign reasons, but I also use that for informative, just for me to share thoughts, and so people can go back and look on that. Also, you can always email me at my work email at tlucas@nlnb.com, and that's all on the city website. So any three of those methods, whatever people are comfortable with, they're welcome to get a hold of me. I love to get input, love to talk about issues. I enjoy talking to people that don't agree with me on things. I'll get calls from people, especially when we're looking at designating areas blight and substandard for the use of TIF.
Controversial terms.
Yeah, I get calls about that all the time, and I enjoy, you know, talking to people. And sometimes after our conversations, we agree, and other times we agree to disagree, but we've had a respectful conversation, and I've always enjoyed hearing their opinions about it. And it gives me wider thoughts on things in different neighborhoods and the way people look at things, too.
Changing gears here, Councilman Lucas. I know that you are a big sports fan, as we began the hour with. Friday is kind of like bigger than Christmas for you. Two North Platte teams hosting playoff football games. Doesn't get much better, does it?
Yeah, two local teams, both who have great football teams this year, and a World Series game.
Yep, the World Series, like you mentioned.
And a little bit of college football looming the next morning. And it's a great weekend. You know, what I'm proud of both teams for isn't just where they're at and their records and the fact that they're here in the playoffs. They've played hard this year.
Yeah.
I mean, these are teams that are gritty, and they're teams that are committed to their schemes. They're well coached, and they're just a joy to watch play. So I'm excited for them.
It's going to be a great day for our community Friday.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what my plan of attack is here. It's like, do I go to the Bulldog game? Of course, I'm a North Platte High alum.
Yep.
Do I go to the Bulldog game, or am I trying to figure out how to work two TVs and stream one and watch a little World Series? I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
The great thing is you could always take a radio with you. You know, Eagles going to cover the North Platte High game. We'll cover the St. Pat's game. So you could watch one and listen to the other a little bit, too, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at, for somebody who's not very technology savvy, I know how to watch about four sports events at the same time.
You could figure that out, at least.
Yeah. How's your fantasy football team this year, Tristan?
Well, I'm doing okay. We have a league with the Ramsey crew, actually.
Oh,
a bunch
wow.
of us program directors do. I'm doing well on that one. We have an Amazon gift card on the line. So I'm doing well that route, but some of the other ones, not so much.
My team is bad this year. Do you want to hear what one of our punishments is at my work league this year?
Oh, what's that?
You have to grow your hair out and get a perm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, I think a mullet might be acceptable, so I have got to make some moves because my team is bad, and I'm pushing the bottom.
We're going to have to help
you. I don't even know if I can grow enough hair to get a perm.
It might take you a while, but
yeah, it might. So anyway, one of my goals this fall is to avoid that punishment.
I can understand why. Councilman Lucas, as always, it's good to see you in the studio, my friend. Very much appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan.